on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan, the Vinny and Cook Show. Thank you so much for listening on a very fast-moving Thursday morning before the Super Bowl. Of course, we're down there covering the Super Bowl. Cookie is in Dallas at the Media Center. And we get a chance now to welcome in a gentleman, first of all, Hall of Fame class 1999, one of premier running backs of all time, a career at the Rams, the Colts, the Raiders, the Falcons. Eric Dickerson joins us. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm cold. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm in Pittsburgh, and I'm actually a little warm. It's weird how you're up here, and it's, you know, yesterday it was, 50 degrees. You're down there, and you're slipping on ice.
I'm telling you, in Texas, we're not ready for this. We don't get this kind of weather out here. We expect y'all to have that in Pittsburgh.
It's like the world is built upside down, some days,
right.
Isn't it?
You got it.
Eric, I look at your career, and you did everything there is to do, but you weren't a part of one of these, were you? You never got to a Super Bowl. Would you sit here and do this? A little envious, a little bit jealous maybe of not having gotten to a Super Bowl?
No, I mean, after I stopped playing or early in my career, I wish I could have got to one. But, you know, I've been out so long, I don't really think about it anymore. I mean, you know, I wish I could have, but it just never worked out for me.
The Steelers are going for their 7th title. I don't know if you can believe that or not. 3 times in 6 years they've been here. As an outsider looking in and a former player, a Hall of Famer, why is this organization so successful? Why aren't other teams doing it?
Well, first of all, I was a Steeler fan, I'll tell you that much, when I grew up. It starts at the top. It's like any organization. It starts at the top, at the front office, and it works its way down. And you'll see that with in business. You'll see that with most football teams. If you watch some of these teams, it starts at the top with the owner, and it just works its way down. I think the Steelers have done it right. They do it right with the coaching, the players they choose. You know, everything is done, you know, in the right manner. And they're football people. That's what it takes. You know, it's business, but this is a game of football. If you want to win football games, you have to have football people, you know, doing football business.
I know we had Joe Green on right before you, the greatest Steeler of all time. It doesn't hurt to have players of his caliber on your team, does it?
Oh, man, not at all. God,
you have a relationship with Joe. Do you know him a little bit?
Yeah, I see Joe. I've seen Joe a lot of golf tournaments. I like Joe, and I told him the same thing. I was a big Steeler fan. I'll tell you a quick story right quick. When we played the Steelers, I think it was my second year, we played them down in Pittsburgh. And I was a big Mel Blount fan. And we had a ball that got popped up in the end zone. The defensive back hit it. And I could have caught the ball. And I saw Mel Blount, and I just froze. And the ball hit the ground. And they come to the center. Why didn't you catch the ball? I'm like, the sun was in my face. I couldn't see it. And I told Mel that story not long ago. I said, man, I was just a big fan. And, you know, they had some great players back in those days. They still do.
What do you like? We're talking to Eric Dickerson, Hall of Famer here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Well, how do you see this matchup going down Sunday with the Steelers and Packers?
Well, you know, I look at myself as an NFC guy. I like the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a really accurate and great quarterback. Starks has done a good job running the football. They have a good defense. On the other side of the ball, the AFC, the Steelers. Same thing. Great quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. He's been here before. Mendenhall has come on running the ball. I mean, big time. But that Steeler defense, man, it's hard to get around it. I mean, I just have to say, you know, as a running back, you know, when you play against a great defense, they can stop the run. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, and they punish you. And the thing is, I think that any quarterback, no quarterback likes to get hit. I think they'll try to put pressure on the quarterback, shut the running game down. I have to go with the Steelers.
Vinny?
All right, Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Eric Dickerson, the Hall of Fame running back with us. Eric, you played 11 years. You made the Pro Bowl a number of times, I think 6 times, if I'm not mistaken. That's longevity. You look at running backs today, and it's just they don't last as long. Is it the physicality of what they're seeing on the defensive line? Is it that they're taking care of themselves? Why did your career last so long? Yet it's hard to find one that lasts more than 4 or 5 or 6 years these days.
Well, one thing is, like you said, you have to take care of yourself. You know, I wasn't a big drinker. I didn't run a big partier. And you know, it's sometimes the body makeup. I mean, you have to play hurt. You'll never find a back that plays through the whole season healthy. I mean, the year I ran for 2,000 yards, I just found this out not long ago. I practiced 8 times that year. I mean. But I still played in the games. That's what it's all about. You know, you want that feature back, but he's going to take the punishment. But he has to be able to play on Sundays. You know, the 16 weeks, we can't just depend on you 10 weeks. we need you at least 14 to 16 weeks, or, you know, they want to go to 18 weeks or whatever, but we need you in those games. And then, and I was able to do that, and some other guys were able to do that. You know, you just don't find that these days. I think they go into like the two back system. And, you know, that doesn't really save a back, really, because the hit comes from one hit. And it really, you could carry the ball one time or 50 times, and you could get that hit that does you in.
We have
You mentioned 18 games. I have not found one player who was in favor of that yet.
I think
how you're feeling on it, too.
I think it's terrible. I mean, I know that the owners want to try to get as basically much money as they can out of this horse, but what they're going to do is they're going to dilute the game, and they're going to find themselves having a lot of players hurt. A lot of players hurt. They're star players because, you know, after about week 12 or 13, no matter how many years you play, first year is harder than the first year guy. But when you get to that week 12, your body starts giving out. It really does. No matter how much you work on it, just starts breaking down. And, you know, when you're talking about 18 games, that's a long, long season.
Eric, we got a budding superstar here in Rashard Mendenhall. I mean, take a look at him. Tell me your thoughts as you look at him a little bit. And who are the guys, who are the running backs you're looking at in the league today and saying, man, there's a guy that could tie my shoelaces a little bit?
Well, you know, I'm an Adrian Peterson guy, and I think Mendenhall has done a great job. He runs tough inside, he can get outside, and he can take it to the house, I mean, and not get ran down from behind. So, I mean, I think that's great for the Steelers, the kind of football that the Steelers play. But I like Foster out of Houston. I think he's a great back. I mean, it's about four or five backs out there that I think that can really get it done.
We're talking to Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Eric, you're involved in the Van Usen Pro Football Hall of Fame Fans Choice. Can you talk about it a little bit quickly?
It's where the fans get a chance to vote for who they think should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, the votes does not count, but they do get a chance to vote. And right now it's been over 4 million votes casted so far. And sometimes, you know, they may make you think of a guy, oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy. You know, I forgot what he did. And most of the time they come from a place where they saw the guy play or era they saw him playing. I think it's a good thing for the fans to get a chance to count their vote in, but it does not count, you know, when it comes to casting the guys.
www.fanschoice.com. Right. You're going to have a few members joining you in your fraternity.
Yep,
Who do you see getting in here this season?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, I like Marshall Faulk. I like Marshall Faulk and Deion Sanders for sure. I mean, a guy that I think should get in seriously is Richard Dent. I mean, I don't understand that at all. I mean, because we were talking about it for the last couple of Hall of Fame inductions. I mean, because the thing is that, you know, myself and Marcus Allen were talking about it. This is a guy we played against. We knew we had the game plan for him. We don't understand why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
A lot of guys in Pittsburgh want to know about Dermoni Dawson's chances this year. He came so close last year. Final 10, didn't make the final cut.
Yep.
Maybe this will be Dermoni's year?
It could be his year. You know, it helps when your team is in the Super Bowl.
It doesn't hurt, does it?
It does not hurt when your team is in the Super Bowl.
Eric, we appreciate you joining. I know you joining us here. I know you got to run, but that's www.fanschoice.com to cast your vote on who should be in this season's Hall of Fame election class. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.